She had gone to Neiman Marcus Rack and bought a designer dress for 75% off. Yes, it was from 2 seasons ago, but what would someone like Nicholas know about fashion, right? Samantha knew she looked great in that dress. She was sitting in the reception area that morning, looking amazing in her dress, showing her legs and cleavage from her blessed breast. She heard Nicholas tell the receptionist he was going to lunch, and the receptionist responded with, "Have a great lunch, Mr. Miller." Samantha knew that that was her chance to act. As Nicholas was walking towards her, Samantha flashed her smile and legs, and then dropped her purse onto the floor so that all the contents fell out. Being the gentleman that Nicholas was, he jumped to the opportunity to help a beautiful young woman, and Samantha took advantage of that by leaning over and showing Nicholas her cleavage from her full breast even more. Samantha's gold-digging opportunist ways paid off. "Hello, my name is Nicholas Miller." He extended his hand out to her. Samantha smiled and spoke in her sexy southern accent. "Well, hello there, Mr. Miller. Very nice to meet you." She extended her delicate French manicured hand out to him. Nicholas took her hand and kissed it. He was putting the charm on her. Likewise, "And what is your lovely name, Miss, or is it Mrs.?" he inquired. "Oh, Mr. Miller, my name is Samantha, Miss Samantha Johnson," accentuating the Miss. "Nice to meet you, Miss Johnson. Are you here to meet someone?" he inquired some more. "Oh, I was here to meet a friend for lunch, but it doesn't look like she is going to make it. She said there was a chance of that." "Well, I was just going to lunch myself. Would you care to join me instead?" he smiled at her. "Well, that sounds wonderful," she smiled back at him. They then left with Samantha's arm wrapped around Nicholas's for lunch. They had begun dating for about 6 months, and Nicholas proposed to her. It was a beautiful and romantic wedding. It was everything Samantha could hope and dream for. They had been married for about 10 years now, and Samantha had grown accustomed to her wealthy lifestyle. Country club lunches, spas several times a week, a sports car and a Jaguar, furs, expensive jewelry, exotic vacations, etc. So that night at dinner, when the waiter came back with Nicholas's credit card, "I'm sorry, sir, but your credit card has been declined." "Certainly there must be a mistake. Run it through again. We have millions, so there should not be a problem," Samantha snapped at the waiter, as if it were his fault. After living in L.A. for a little over 10 years now, she had lost her southern accent and adopted the rich bitch snobbish Southern California accent. Nicholas stopped the waiter before he left and handed him cash to pay for their dinner. Then he looked at Samantha and said, "We're broke." Samantha began laughing as if he were telling her a joke. "Oh, darling, you are so funny sometimes. We're not broke. We have millions. Stop joking around like that. It's not very funny." "No, Samantha, I am not joking. We are broke. Because of the real estate economy falling so bad on rough times, the bank loan didn't go through. I had to put our own money up for the deal, hoping for the loan from the bank to cover it. The land I purchased for the development was very bad for any development at all. The men I had hired to survey the land for me were paid off to lie to me about the land I bought. Now